on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham is giving people the chance to get involved with the controversial debate surrounding fracking by offering a free online course in shale gas. The course is being offered by the university through FutureLearn, which provides free course content from the UK's top universities. In local news, an earthquake with a magnitude of 3.8 has been recorded in the East Midlands. The epicentre was near the town of Oakham in Rutland, a town 30 minutes away from Nottingham, at 10:25 last night. People in Leicestershire and Lincolnshire and as far as Huddersfield were said to have felt the shake. There are going to be changes in the way rape is investigated and prosecuted, with emphasis on suspects having to show that they have consented. The new guidelines for England and Wales clarify the situation where victims have had too much to drink, specifically whether they know what's happening or not. Alison Saunders, who's the Director of Public Prosecution, says they're aiming to explain what consent really means.
What we've done is issue joint guidance, which really says to investigators and prosecutors, examine the context, look at everything, make sure that we don't just focus on the victim, but we look at the whole context of the allegation.
Malaysia has declared the disappearance of Malaysian airline flight MH370 an accident and has stated that there are no survivors. No trace of the Beijing-bound aircraft has been found since its disappearance on the 8th of March 2014, and all 239 people aboard are now presumed dead. It's been confirmed that Michael Fassbender will play Steve Jobs in Danny Boyle's biopic of the Apple co-founder. Meanwhile, Seth Rogen has been cast as his early collaborator Steve Wozniak and Kate Winslet as marketing expert Joanna Hoffman. In sport, the Lawn Tennis Association is one of the three national governing bodies to have received a funding boost from Sport England. Table Tennis England and British Fencing have also improved enough to be given financial support until March 2017. The weather today will be cold and breezy with bright spells and shattered sleet and some snow showers. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 12:05.